Welcome to our lumpectomy procedure guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a lumpectomy. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on lumpectomy, including illustrations of the breasts. Let's begin with a description. A lumpectomy is a type of breast-conserving surgery that may be used as a part of a treatment plan for breast cancer. During a lumpectomy, the cancerous lump and a portion of the breast tissue around it are removed. The surgeon may also remove some of the lymph nodes under the arm to determine if the cancer has spread. The bean-shaped lymph nodes are connected through lymphatic vessels. These are similar to blood vessels and located in key areas of the body, such as the neck, armpits, chest, and groin. Removal of the armpit, or axillary lymph nodes, helps to keep the breast cancer from spreading to other parts of the body, but is only necessary when cancer cells are already present in the lymph system. So, why have a lumpectomy? Lumpectomy is a treatment option for some women with smaller, localized breast cancers. Women who undergo lumpectomy followed by radiation have survival rates similar to those who have a mastectomy. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a lumpectomy. What are some of the risks? As with any surgical procedure, complications may occur. Some possible complications are bleeding, swelling, infection, and bruising or discomfort around the lumpectomy incision. The look and feel of the affected breast also changes with a lumpectomy, but the extent of change depends on the amount of tissue removed. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a lumpectomy? Your doctor will explain the procedure to you and offer the opportunity to ask questions. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives your permission to do the procedure. Read the form carefully. If general anesthesia is required, you shouldn't eat or drink for a certain period of time beforehand, generally after midnight. If local anesthesia is to be used, you may be able to have clear liquids the morning of the procedure. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be, you should notify your doctor. Also, provide a list of all medications and supplements that you're taking. Be sure to let your doctor know if you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin. Special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. You'll need someone to drive you home afterwards due to the sedative effects of anesthesia, so plan accordingly. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during the procedure? You'll be asked to remove your clothes and will be given a hospital gown to wear. An IV may be started in your arm or hand before the surgery begins. Once you're in the operating room, your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and blood oxygen level will be monitored carefully. The skin over the surgical site will be cleansed with an antiseptic solution. Then, making a small incision over or near the breast tumor, the doctor will remove the lump and a margin of the surrounding breast tissue. The additional margin of tissue that's removed helps to ensure that the cancer is completely removed. Lymph nodes under the armpit are sometimes removed using a separate surgical incision in or near the armpit. Tissue that's removed will be sent to the lab for exam. A temporary drainage tube may be inserted to remove excess fluid. The skin incision will be closed with sutures, adhesive strips, or surgical glue. A sterile bandage will be applied. What do you need to do afterwards? The recovery process will vary depending on how the lumpectomy was performed. If you receive general anesthesia, you'll be taken to a recovery room for observation. Once your blood pressure, pulse, and breathing are stable and you're alert, you'll be taken to a hospital room or discharged to your home. If you receive local anesthesia, you'll be discharged to your home after you've completed the recovery period. Keep the incision clean and dry. If stitches were used, they may be removed during a follow-up office visit. If there are no stitches, or if they dissolve on their own, you may remove the bandage when instructed to do so and shower as usual. The incision may be tender or sore for several days afterwards. Wearing a soft but supportive bra may help reduce discomfort by limiting movement of the affected breast. Lymphedema, a swelling of the lymphatic system, may occur if axillary lymph nodes are removed. The onset of this condition begins with symptoms in the arm or hand, such as tightness, pain, redness, and decreased flexibility. Notify your doctor if this occurs. You can also take a pain reliever for soreness as recommended by your doctor. Aspirin or certain other pain medications may increase the chance of bleeding. Be sure to take only recommended medications to avoid medication-related complications. You may resume your normal diet unless your doctor advises you differently. Your doctor may ask you to avoid strenuous physical activity for a few days. Notify your doctor to report prolonged pain, fever or chills, redness, swelling, bleeding, or other drainage from the incision site. You may receive additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on lumpectomy and other women's health topics and procedures.